CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Thursday. Staying on through the break with us, greatly appreciated, Perry Johnson. He's running for governor. And Perry, I've got like 37 unread text messages, but I see the subject line. So you're really striking with my audience. But about 7, 8, maybe 9 of them that I've looked for through the subject lines basically is this very similar question I had, and that is, Perry, if I had your money, I would not be spending it on a political campaign to run for governor, and I wouldn't even be on this radio show right now. This microphone would be dead air because I wouldn't be here. Rod down in Lake County, loyal listener, Patriot, says, why is Perry willing to spend so much of his own money to become our next governor here in the state of Michigan?
Well, the bottom line is that I have the most perfect life on the planet. I have the most wonderful wife in the world. In fact, we're very bonded, almost bonded at the hip in so many ways. I have 3 wonderful kids. 2 are 17, 1 is 22. And I want them to want to stay in this state. I want them to love this state. And I recognize that I've been so fortunate. And you reach a point where you say it's time for you to give something back. And I'm a person that knows that he has the skill set to be able to fix our problems. Not many people have that. I've been very fortunate because I've had so many years of experience in doing this, and I know exactly what to do. So it's about time that I stop thinking of Perry and I start thinking of what I can do to make the world a better place. Now, maybe I can't be the Pope. I was right. That's not something that I can do, because let's face it. I don't know. I guess it's called the reason we continue to survive.
Sure.
I am very, very attracted to my wife, and we're very, very close, and I have 3 kids as a result. But I am in a situation where I know that I can give something back to our state, and I can make the world a better place. And you know, there is no greater feeling in the world than a feeling that you've made the world a better place because of you.
Sure.
And in this particular instance, I'm having so much fun, and I feel such a joy inside. Granted, I don't need any more money. I'm very, very lucky the way things have worked out, and that's because we live in America where the opportunity is there. And I want to teach my kids that the opportunity is there. We have a phenomenal state. Have you ever thought about how fantastic it is that you can live in a state and you can go to a baseball game? I'm 30 minutes away from the baseball game. I can't wait for opening day on April the 3rd.
Yes.
I love going to the football games. They're only 30 minutes away. When I lived in Chicago, it was an all-day affair. It took forever to get to a game.
Sure.
You know, and then we have these lakes.
Actually,
we have more
Perry,
lakes than any place in the world.
Right. You know, one thing that was really interesting, you mentioned that, is I saw you and your son sitting behind home plate at a Tigers game last year, and I texted you about running for governor, and you said, I don't know, Trucker, I got a lot to think about. And it was really funny. And I'm like, yeah, I loved it. Hey, Perry, I got a text message. Person says, I absolutely love Perry's answer. It reminds me of the country song by Randy Travers, the 3 wooden crosses. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind when you go. And so that's basically what you're saying you're willing to do for the state of Michigan.
And love doing it. It's a wonderful feeling.
Wonderful. Excellent. Next text message real quick. Where do you, as the next governor, working with a new, hopefully Republican attorney general, where do you stand on repealing a lot of these gun laws that Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the trifecta Democrats did to our state? Safe storage, red flag, all of these things they did. Are you of the opinion that you feel those laws need to be repealed since they did not change our state constitution?
They do need to be. Now, you've got to understand that the damage that has been done over the last 8 years is so severe. And it's like we're not even living in America anymore. So that has to change.
Absolutely.
The greatest thing about this country, we believed in freedom.
Right.
You know, I campaigned for president, and I remember being in New Hampshire, and it's live free or die.
Yes.
And they really believe in that. And by the way, New Hampshire has the number one school system in the world. It's not a bad idea to copy theirs, and they teach phonics. So,
oh, yeah. Yep.
We have to recognize that we are the great country we are because we believed in freedom. And I believe that was right in the beginning, right in the preamble of the Constitution. So I say that we start realizing that we need to live like Americans.
Absolutely. Got another text message, actually quite a few of them. As you know, we had some funky things happen down in Detroit during the 2020 presidential election. And they want to know, basically, as the next governor, do you support all these things, the SAVE Act that they're trying to pass in Washington? Do you support election integrity reforms here in the state of Michigan?
Absolutely. Now, do you know how absurd? Do you understand how absurd they really are? A lot of people don't realize that in many ways, some of the things that Gretchen did were wacko. We wanted to have on the ballot, we would have on the absentee ballots, we had a line, it is illegal to vote more than once. And it was passed by our Congress. She vetoed it.
Yeah.
Now, how nutty can you be?
Yeah.
If you want to go get on an airplane, you have to show ID. If you want to go to the bank, you have to show ID. You need ID for just about anything existing and to do anything. And yet,
sure,
they will not have that for the greatest privilege we have, and that is the right to vote. Now, it is completely absurd, and I don't know how on earth we can countenance this. So the only way we can solve this problem with the situation that we have right now is for the federal government to get involved and pass a law that you have to have voter ID. Do you know that's about an 80% issue? I think it's 83% of the people believe that we should have voter ID.
Yeah. One other quick question, kind of a follow-up to that. The election laws as written under Governor William Milliken back in the 1970s, for some crazy reason, Perry, says that if a counting board in, for example, the city of Detroit, if it doesn't balance on election night, you can't recount it. It's like it's completely ass backwards.
It's stupid. It should be just the opposite, right?
Exactly. Is that crazy? Can we get that law changed? It's an election law. Can we do it with a new Republican Senate controlled majority?
We need to have we need to have a trifecta, which means we need to have the House and the Senate. So we need to get everybody on board. And it's really important in this election that we understand that we have an awful lot to correct because the damage that's been done in the last 8 years is so severe. So we have to work hard as a team to make sure that we have that straight Republican ticket in every possible way.
Now, one thing that is already relevant and clear to me, Jocelyn Benson has the Democratic nomination locked up. She's got all the union endorsements. Her opponent, Chris Swanson, is basically unknown statewide. She's been elected twice as Secretary of State. She's going to be their nominee, Perry. This is so critically important. The Detroit mayor is a Democrat, but he chose to run as an independent. How do you see November shaping up? If you win on August 4th and you are our nominee as the Republican, how do you plan to go after the November election? Benson as the Democrat, Duggan as the independent.
Well, I like the fact that Duggan is running as an independent. That's a good thing. And I like the fact that we have this situation because it is helpful. I do believe that Duggan is going to take 2 Democrat votes for every 1 Republican vote that he takes. And we never get more than about 10% out of the city of Detroit as it is. You have 650,000 people there, and we don't get any votes there to begin with. And I think he's going to do pretty well there because he will, in fact, endear himself to those people because, let's face it, he has been the mayor for some period of time. Nobody can say he doesn't have good name ID in Detroit.
Sure.
Now, Jacqueline Benson is very interesting because she is the perfect example of the kind of thing that happens in our political era where people use politics as a way to become rich. Her husband is getting $7 million for a commission on all these data centers. And when we have these data centers being built, they're soaking up all sorts of energy. So the cost for energy has risen. I could be wrong on this, but I think it's about $232 million was the increase that they had about 3 weeks ago. And now they're asking for another increase. And who pays for that increase?
We, the people.
You do. Yeah. All the people here are paying for that increase. So it's amazing when you think of Pelosi on her salary of what I think on an average it was under 200,000. What was it anyway? It varied.
170. Yeah.
$170,000 a year, she can accumulate $100 million. She must be a great saver. So,
right.
So think of how absurd this is. This has to end. The corruption that we have going on in politics has to change. Now, here's the thing. Because I'm literally funding my own campaign, I don't even think I have a donation site up yet. And I'm paying for everything. I'm not beholden to anyone. What happens to politicians is they have these people setting up these PACs. They give them $1, $2, sometimes $5 million. Yeah. And then they're beholden to them because of the fact that they helped them get elected. I don't have any of that because I'm funding my own campaign. So as a result, we're in a situation where you have somebody that is not in any way motivated.
Yes.
I don't have anybody that I owe these dues to because of the fact that they gave me the money to get elected.
Exactly. Well, listen, Perry, I know you're crazy busy. I know you have another event coming up here shortly. I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I do want you to mark your calendar. Ted Nugent is coming to Liberty Mountain, USA on Saturday, July 25th to do a fundraiser for the Michigan Republican Party. And I'd love to see you there. And just thank you so much for coming on the show, spending time with us.
Well, thank you and enjoy life.
You too, sir. Stay strong out there on the campaign trail.
Okay, Tucker.
Bye. This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention to Safeguard Our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. I want to thank Perry Johnson for staying on through the break. He had originally only agreed until 10:30, and you guys overwhelmed my phone with so many text messages. 87 unread text messages in my phone right now, looking at the subject lines. Nick Wallace, it's all good. I'll ask him at the fun shoot. I caught the show a little late. I got Rod Wheeler saying, I like the answer too. John and Julie in Bay City, please tell Perry to remember both the UP and Mid-Michigan during his campaign. Yes, please, for a school voucher. Benjamin in Sheboygan. Greg O'Neill, I like what Perry says. We need to keep our young people here. Rick, Officer Rick, remind him that the hunting and fishing portion of, especially the hunting, is only a benefit of the Second Amendment. John Palmer, Onaway, texting him about staying on as a two-term governor. If not, who is he going to choose for his lieutenant governor? He's not going to make that decision until he wins the primary on August 4th. And once you win the primary, then you announce, usually it's done at the state convention, you know, the one we do in late August, where we officially nominate our attorney generals, our secretary of states, our universities, our Supreme Court justices. That's where you usually do the rollout announcing who your lieutenant governor is. Bob in Hillsdale, and many others, lots of you, supporters of Carla Wagner's eliminating our property taxes via Axe My Tax. Bob says, please ask him about his position on eliminating property taxes as well as the income tax. Well, he kind of basically answered that on his own without me even bringing it up. But I did reiterate with him, and you heard him say, yes, we start with the income tax and then move on to property taxes. And if you understand what he said, too, about being a businessman, an efficiency expert, a mathematician, he's going to go through that budget line by line. This is going to be a forensic audit of our entire state budget, department by department, bureaucratic agency by bureaucratic agency. And I know without a doubt, based on what his mathematician skills are, he's going to be able to go through and find a ton of waste, fraud, and abuse. Elimination. Just completely chop it. Us spending money on that is stupid. It's gone. If it's in the budget, you guys in the House and the Senate, you send it to my desk, I'm going to line item veto it. That's the one strong red pen that any governor has, is to be able to go through a line item veto of a budget. And Perry Johnson, he'll do it. I know Perry. I've talked to him many times, as Rick did, Officer Rick. I met him, talked to him personally. Fat Trucker Randy has a picture in his phone with Perry Johnson from that state convention back in 2022. The point of the matter is this. If you get a businessman very successful, has businesses, operations, he said 67, 70 some countries around the world, I'm sorry, irregardless of whether you agree as an automotive engineer with what he did via his ISO 9000 program, he wrote the book. He became a multimillionaire just from the book alone, then went on to be hired by all these companies around the world. And when I asked him the question, man, if I had your money, this microphone would be dead air because I would not be here. And he says, Randy, you know what? You come a point in your life, you got a great wife, you got a great family, you got a ton of money. It's time to give back. It's time to give back to the people of the state of Michigan who have blessed him with all these opportunities. God's blessed him. And now he's basically tithing. The way I look at it, he's giving back to the state of Michigan. And he's got some great ideas to fix the state of Michigan once and for all. After 8 years of Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats in 23, 24, what they did to this state, our state is broken. And it needs a businessman like Donald Trump, like Perry Johnson, to fix it. And he's self-funding his campaign. Every other candidate, Jocelyn Benson, and all the Republicans, they're taking donations from PACs. They're taking donations from individuals. They're taking PACs from the unions, if you're Benson. Perry's self-funding. He says his website doesn't even have a donation button on it. He's not beholden, folks, to anybody. Sound familiar? Donald Trump? Even though he took donations in the end, he self-funded his entire candidacy until he won the primary. Once he won the primary, that's only when he started taking donations to make sure he had enough money to win in November. Sounds like basically exactly Perry Johnson's plan. So we'll see who makes it on the ballot, filing the signature deadline by April 21st, and then we'll start deciding who we want to endorse to be the candidate that we vote for on August 4th. Fair, equal time. I will offer other interviews with the other candidates to give them equal time that I just gave to Perry Johnson. Final hour of today's show, hour number three. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show. And I would like to offer you our biggest...